His office is on the side of the meeting, so.
Matter of fact, they announced you.
You might get out of that, they'll get it out. So we're gonna take that over to this company, this company's job in the world. Well, crap, take me. Well, Howard Smith got a good break last night, didn't he?
Yes, sir, I saw that. I thought it was a break.
Actually, you know, we had very, very reaction. Some people like the press conference better, some like this better. It depends, some people thought his questions were hard enough, for Christ's sake.
No.
There wasn't one of those questions that was an anticipated question. He was coming off in an accurate way.
No, I think this is a good mix there.
I like the way he questioned.
The general reaction there was one of, was very firm, very strong, but also very impressive.
Come in, how are you? Sir, I just meeting with your mayor. I gave you your best, but.
That's okay. I don't think I got a call for a moment. Oh, God. All you want, the government. Can anybody run this meeting? He can't.
You know, I talked to Rockefeller about that the other day. And, down that great, powerful trolley city, it's the greatest city in the world. And God damn it, it doesn't need to run that bad. I think it's bad enough. I think that's what it is. Now, Rocky, of course, he doesn't like the city for a variety of reasons, but, you know, I have had some other terms with Rockefeller, but apparently he knows how to run a show pretty well.
But he says it. He just says that he's all about the administrator.
Is that what the situation is? I don't understand yet. I mean, businessmen that I've talked to say the same thing.
And he's not only announced the administrator, he's agreed to go along with not a major change. Does meet those standards, will we go forward with it? Now, I give you that assurance. you know there be no ifs, ands, or buts. Let me tell you the reason I am for it. And this will sound strange. I slow a little bit. No, I'm reading here. The economic reasons for it, in my opinion, the number of jobs that are involved, the fact that the United States has this is our, commercial transport is our major producer of balance of payments, the fact that we produce a lot of tax income and so forth, assuming that the economics of the plan works out. I understand that that is a debatable point, too. You know, we think it will work out. You go further than that. The strongest argument for it is that it's somewhat like a taste in a very different sense. And it is this, that in any area where what is involved is a new breakthrough, or what I would call the exploration of the unknown, whatever it may be, that a nation that drops out of that competition, that drops out of it because of its fears, because it's so highly intellectualized, that it consults its fears more than its innate drive, that nation runs a very great risk of ceasing to realize its full potential. Let me also say this politically, I have to be quite candid, majority of the people in this country in Liverpool would say, don't put it in SST, put it in a poor approach, or a poor, or this, or that, or the other. I think that's what I'm saying. The majority of the people are against it. I think just as the majority of the people now that we have reached the moon are against the space program. But at this time, as I look at the U.S. position in the world, that with the Soviet Union going ahead and building the plane, with the French building a sort of a something in between the Concorde and the French bridge, that it seems to me that the United States, which the first industrial power in the world, led the first nation in the world, and I don't mind deciding which it was to use, that's what I happen to believe. I feel that the United States simply must drop out of that race. I think the effect economically would be wrong. As I have already explained, I have environmental things do not concern me. Due to the fact that I say they concern me, but I believe that we can answer those questions. But I think that while we would have a sigh of relief, well, now we've got all this dough we're going to put into the SST and we've got it for other purposes and we're not going to worry about the environment and the rest, and that would be the immediate reaction. In 5 years from now, 10 years from now, I think the reaction on the American spirit could be something that you really couldn't measure in terms of the money. That's what I didn't do, and I want you to just hear it direct.
Appreciate it. I've been very much as well with the space program. I am concerned about the environmental situation in that if we get into a new area where there are some unknowns until we know all the facts, we could trigger something, we could reverse. Now, I've seen the evidence, and I feel that we're 95% of the time, I think it's going to be 100%. But I want to say this to the president, I've been tremendously impressed with the obvious understanding which your administration has of these ecological cause and effects, and your commitment to see that there's proper prudence exercised, and also the willingness to make unpolluted, non-polluted decisions, such as in the
You follow that.
Negotiating contracts, and I was using others. I always had to say, before going into the commercial stage, we were satisfied the environment being offered.
Okay, but to be fair, I haven't really looked for you considering a new bill.
Yes, sir, there, I have problems with that. One is that the bill, when it goes in, regardless of how well meaning, may not come out the way you want it to. With our other friends on that hill, it may be changed to lock in a committee that really is prejudiced against us. It's a possibility that I think the president has to look at before he endorses the bill. Secondly, I'd be concerned about a review board or a review committee to make sure that a broad range of factors are represented. Certainly,
as you say, we will review it, and we're going to have a good crack at it for at least the next 2 years. And I can say I'm trying to see a way to meet it partly. I think you could say you have an absolute commitment, personal commitment, that I, on the environmental side, that I am concerned about the environment as you are. I recognize this concern, and I intend to see that the review system is provided. I think we can do that. I think Bill's got a point. If you put it in a bill, we're going to make up that committee and so forth, we don't know what can come out. But I would certainly make the commitment to set up a satisfactory procedure, and I'd be glad to have you look it over, a procedure whereby we do examine these environmental things. You see, like, you know, like the ABM, we call it an ABM, I look at it every year. Program each year is based on three criteria. One, the magnitude of the threat. Two, any progress in negotiations with the Russians. And three, the technology. And so the program that I'll present on March 9th reflected those three factors, criteria. So it is with this, as we go forward with it. I will do everything, clearly apart from what the legislation provides, the appropriation and so forth. I will do everything that certainly any bill would require in terms of environmental criteria. I will make that commitment.
But you got to look at what you have.
And I can assure you that I will.
He's case free.
I don't know whether, as a matter of fact, how are you coming on that? It's pretty close.
It's very tight. We've just got our 48th vote.
You got 47?
48 now, 47, yes.
You sure you got 47?
No, there's some weak ones. I was telling Senator, I'm worried about Hugh Humphrey.
You want 47?
Yes.
I would count that.
Committed to labor, but we understand he's backing off. Stu Simonton, I'm worried about.
We got a leader. Well, man, he ought to hold Stu.
Well, that was the contact.
Hubert committed to
me. We're told to.
Oh, well, I would count that. Well, but what about any others that you can get? Of course, Mark.
She voted for us in the committee, and we think if we leave her alone, Kim will lose.
Don't say a word to her.
That would be all right.
I said it all this morning in the leaders' meeting. She needs to, you know what I mean? She doesn't. Myra is a great lady, but one thing we learned in dealing with her. Never urge her to do anything.
She does the opposite of what we'll do.
The opposite. You haven't counted her before, so.
No.
Is there anybody else you can get?
Wynn Crowley, we're working on.
How many votes would be cast?
Could be 98. Okay. Two would be two absolutely no of, and they're trying to get a few guys to take a walk as a favor to us.
Got Wynn on to take a walk. What in the hell? He doesn't come up for 5 years. Did he campaign against it or something? I mean,
yes, he had an environment.
Well, I understand that. There's a good old Vermont is a very pleasant place this time of year.
We have a perfect vote, though.
Yeah, we can get a
call back.
Well, let me say that I appreciate it, and I know your concern, but I let me tell you, I will be the one that will meet it. Whenever you think that it isn't being met, you let me know. Things have to be done. Good to see you. Did you have a good ride up to the country?
Yes, I did.
All good. Yes, Mr. Mayor.